radio check.
KO4HKX.
A lot of mic time as you convalesce, eh?
Be heading up my way today. I'm gonna bring you up here.
Marketing director of my biggest sponsor is getting married, and I'm the only one of the talents that she actually paid for that she invited to her wedding.
Well, good for you. And congratulations, I guess.
Congratulations for her.
Up here, is she getting married?
Mars Hill.
Now that's on out past me a little bit, but that's a beautiful area up that way.
And the problem I have is that, see, while getting a new knee would be sort of nice, getting two new knees would be better. Ever since I had the heart attack, the protocol of drugs, I think, they make walking a little bit of a chore, especially. And I'll get to walk a little bit today, so I'm sure I'm going to be doing rip-roaring ready to go for the rest of the day after it's all done. But, hey, it beats the alternative.
Well, so far, I'm liking the new knee. Just got to finish up this physical therapy and get back to as close to 100% as I can get.
Have to have a pair of new knees eventually.
Think so. Not right away, anyway. My right knee, or my left knee, still looks good, or it did in the x-rays. So they weren't too concerned about it at all right now.
Canada's and how they never shipped them to me.
Did you finally get them?
Today. 6 weeks after they gave me the refund, they sent them.
That's nice. At least you got them, I guess. You gonna send them back?
There is no way. I mean, you have to contact them through email. There's no phone number. And when I told her that when they processed the refund, I said, so what do I do if they ever actually show up? And she said, well, I don't know. So I was like, how are you guys gonna stay in business like this?
Yeah, I've never dealt with them. I know a lot of people do, but I never have.
My ICOM, again, and it's got one on it. Seems to work pretty good.
You're solid into the repeater. I mean, you got some white noise with you, but you're solid in the repeater. Plenty readable and understandable.
My guy who helped me get started in hams yesterday. Why the repeater that he and his group are on, nobody's ever on it. He's like, I don't know.
There's a lot of them out there standing that nobody's ever on. But what repeater is that? You got the frequency off hand?
147090.
I can look at it and see if I can hit it. See if from where I'm at, probably not, but I'll see what I can do.
It's always a very clean and strong, and it has no noise or anything in it. I guess everybody's got other stuff going on.
Some people don't like getting on the repeaters. I don't understand why, because that's your local community. Why you wouldn't want to know them. So I don't understand that one, but everybody's different. I don't like HF a whole lot because all it is to me is make a contact and move on, and I'm not into that.
I made my man pack UHF, VHF only. I wasn't looking to, I still haven't mastered the HF part of it yet. I mean, it's neat and cool the couple times I've gotten a communication, but then they would sit there and talk to me. They were just making contact and moving on.
That, hey, you want to participate in field day this year?
Let me find out about that. I don't even know what captain that is.
The Blue Ridge Club is getting together and doing a little bit. So is the Greer Club. If you find out you want to go, I can look you up some information. I'm obviously not going to be there at either one of them, but if you want to go, there'll be people there that'll help you along.
Here's a question for you. Do you have any Faraday cages?
No, I do not. I don't have any of my radios in Faraday cages or Faraday bags. I have been looking into the Faraday bags to keep radio in.
I need to fashion a Faraday box that I can store this man pack in, because it just sort of seems to me that that might would come in handy if all of a sudden Iran decides to EMP it.
What you can do is take a metal trash can and coat the inside of it with some foam or something to line the inside of it. And then tape the lid sealed where nothing can get through, and that'll work as your Faraday cage.
Fashion another man pack for that. But I have heard about that, about taking a garbage can and lining it with cardboard or foam, I guess. But yeah, I guess I could do that. I just need to find one right side.
That, I have seen people talking about it, but I've not done it. So main thing you want to do is make sure it's all sealed up. Nothing can get through. Metal's touching everywhere.
That may just do that. I can stick it up here in the studio, and then it'd be next. When I'm pulling the guns out, then I can pull out the radio man pack and whatever else is in there. And then I can be prepared to go out into the Badlands and have a battlefield life expectancy of about 7 seconds.
Do your part for that 7 seconds, right?
When it happens, if I get any much slower, my part will be catching a bunch of bullets that were meant for other people.
For HKX, I definitely understand that. I'm not moving real fast for myself right now.
As all the swelling goes out and everything, when you do move around, you'll hear that $6 million man special effect sound behind it. I think these hounds in now, they have done their bit. I'll be back, I'm sure. But you take it easy on that knee and let it heal.
I'm trying to move on it as much as possible and do everything they tell me to do. Rest it when I need to and go when I need to. Good to hear you this morning, Bill, and take care of yourself. KO4HK. I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
YZI, clear.